like to say Marion and I, together with our family, would like to thank everybody here in Glasgow and back in Ireland that have helped us cope with this terrible tragedy. We are very grateful for our messages of sympathy received and people who keep us in their thoughts and prayers. We thank the Scottish Police for their professionalism in the search for Karen and bringing her killer to justice. Their personal support and kindness throughout our nightmare ordeal and keeping us informed and travelling over to Karen's funeral is greatly appreciated. We would also like to thank our own Garda force for all the help with Karen's removal and funeral, and in conjunction with Glasgow High Court, keep us informed in all aspects of this case. Coming back to Glasgow, where our beautiful daughter and sister to the boys was brutally murdered, is incredibly difficult for all of us. It's every parent's worst nightmare, as we know now. When we got that phone call, Karen was missing in Glasgow and her phone had gone dead. We came over and there are no words to describe what we went through. Being told Karen was brutally murdered, having to phone our three sons and tell them that Karen was dead was one of the hardest things we've had to do. Kieran and Damien were en route from Sydney and Brendan was at home. And the shock and horror of being told their only sister was murdered was so cruel for them. It was also cruel for them when the three boys and myself lowered Karen into her grave, her final resting place. What a waste of a young life. It all seemed unreal. We were devastated. And all Karen was doing that night was making our way home when she was randomly targeted and murdered by a cowardly, vicious criminal. He's truly evil, and we hope he'll spend the rest of his life behind bars. Our hearts are broken at the thoughts of Karen's final moments in this world. The thought of her being alone, frightened and struggling for her life, the panic she experienced as she fought for her very survival, but she had no chance against that coward. The last face she saw and the last voice she heard was of that criminal, who calmly set about trying to dispose of her body so she would never be found. And only for the swift action of the police and the people of Glasgow, we were able to find Karen, bring her home and give her a dignified burial. Not only did he rob Karen of her precious life and future, he robbed us of our beautiful daughter and sister to the boys. He also robbed us of Karen in debt, as we never got to see her, or hold her, or even kiss her goodbye. But it's too late now for Karen. But in the future, we hope Glasgow will be a safer place for any woman to walk in, which is their right, and not have this evil murderer to fear. Karen was a normal 24-year-old girl, a very kind, always smiling and happy, you can see from the photographs. The youngest of four, our only daughter, and she was our baby. And just like her brothers, she was so genuine, so caring, she loved life. As a nurse, she especially liked helping older people. And she loved Glasgow and the Caledonia University where she studied occupational therapy. And like many young people nowadays, Karen loved to travel. She met lots of friends and she thoroughly enjoyed her life. We will never again see Karen in this life. We'll never again see her smiling face. We'll never hear her laugh or her voice. And there are actually no words to describe our loss. But the one thing is, we know, even though she's gone from this life, she's actually still very close to us. And we will always keep her in our broken hearts wherever we go. And we talk to her, and we pray to her, and we know she'll help us. And even though we know that Karen will never come back, someday we only hope to go and be with her. But through all of this, one word has just kept coming up again and again. And Marina said it so many times. And it's that Carmen is our little angel. And she's right. Carmen is our little angel. She's not suffering now. She's in her new home in heaven. And we miss her terribly. Thank you.